to be quiet. But my father did not hear him. He went on calling me. The officer dealt him a violent blow on the head with his truncheon. I did not move. I was afraid. My body was afraid of also receiving a blow. Then my father made a rattling noise, and it was my name. Eleazar. I could see that he was still breathing, spasmodically. I did not move. When I got down after roll call, I could see his lips trembling as he murmured something. Bending over him, I stayed gazing at him for over an hour, engraving into myself the picture of his blood-stained face, his shattered skull. Then I had to go to bed. I climbed into my bunk above my father, who was still alive. It was January 28, 1945. I awoke on January 29 at dawn. In my father's place lay another invalid. They must have taken him away before dawn and carried him to the crematory. He may still have been breathing. There were no prayers at his grave. No candles were lit to his memory. His last word was my name, a summons to which I did not respond. I did not weep, and it pained me that I could not weep, but I had no more tears, and in the depths of my being, in the recesses of my weakened conscience, could I have searched it, I might perhaps have found something like free at last.
Now, Eli has experienced the worst pain that could happen to him in the camps, the death of his father. Even at the end, Ellie's father suffers not only from hunger and sickness, but from the cruelty of others. The doctors don't care about him. The prisoners steal his food because they know he can't fight back. And an SS officer brutally crushes his skull. The last image Eli will ever have of his father is of a man covered with blood and gasping for air. The next morning, his father is gone, taken to the ovens before Eli could say goodbye or pray for him. The two have suffered together in the camps for more than a year, and Eli has done everything he could to help and care for his father. But even so, his feelings now are mixed. Deep down, Eli fears he is relieved that his father is dead because he no longer has to worry about him or see him in pain. It is 1945 now, and that means that the war is nearly over. Within a few months, Eli should be free, but clearly he will never be the same. Let's start the last chapter of the book, page 107.